spake to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. It came to pass, on the day when the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. And Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? The biblical history, it presents us once again with a grim outlook on a human level, a grim outlook. What's going to happen? It seems that things are hanging by a thread, as usual. The covenant people appear to be steps away from disaster and ruin, steps away from being wiped away. And Moses, he reports to the Lord, he says, the children of Israel, they won't hearken unto me. The children of Israel, those that are supposed to believe, they're supposed to understand, they will not hearken unto me, even though I have come in the name of the Lord, they won't hearken. On top of that, he says, Pharaoh will not hearken unto me. So he says, if the children of Israel will not listen to me, how will I ever expect Pharaoh, who does not know the Lord, to hearken unto me? And so things seem to be hanging by a thread. What will happen to the covenant people of God? On a human level, it seems to be this way. And then you add into the mix Moses and his insecurity. Moses and his lack of trust, really. He's like Peter. When Peter stepped out onto the waters to go to Christ, he started well. He stepped forward, but then he began to sink because of his fear, because of his unbelief. And Moses is really in the same situation. He's saying to the Lord repeatedly, I am of uncircumcised lips. Children, this is just a way of Moses saying, I'm not eloquent. I don't know how to speak with power and authority and to find the right words. I'm always searching for the right words. The things that come out of my mouth, it's not as I had intended them to be. I am of uncircumcised lips, he says to the Lord. And so once again, on the human side of things, it seems to be quite close to disaster. But this is not the whole story. As usual in the biblical history, we're also given the view from the Lord's perspective. The Lord gives his sovereign perspective to all of these things. And what does the Lord say? He says, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And so the Lord acknowledges, though Pharaoh is strong, though Pharaoh has the power, he will let the people go. With all his power, it will not avail him. He will let the people go because the Lord has intended it. The Lord has planned it sovereignly. He goes on, the Lord goes on to give sure reasons why Pharaoh will let the people go and why Moses may know these things will come to pass. He says, the Lord says to Moses that he is God, that he appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, El Shaddai. He's appeared to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob by God Almighty, primarily. And he says, they did not know me by my name, Jehovah. To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the emphasis, the stress was placed upon El Shaddai, God Almighty, over abundantly powerful, insurmountable in power. That was the emphasis, even though Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did know the name Jehovah. The emphasis was on El Shaddai. The Lord is saying to Moses, to Moses, the emphasis will be on Jehovah. Moses will see as the Lord unveils things, as the Lord works this plan of redemption out, Moses will see him, and Moses will know him by his name, Jehovah, covenant Lord, covenant-keeping God, who will not fail to make good on every part of the covenant. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they did know this name, but they didn't see it with their as Moses will see it with his eyes as the people are brought into the land of promise. And what a great reassurance it is. What a reassurance it would be to Moses, even though he's still timid, he's still somewhat trusting in his own strength, is he not? And wondering and worrying about his speech. He still relies somewhat upon his own ability. What a reassurance it is to Moses to hear this from the Lord, that he will know the Lord by his name. He will see with his eyes why the Lord is named Jehovah, the eternally existent and covenant-keeping God. He will see it, even though it will come through great affliction and adversity. It's a comfort and it's a reassurance for all of us to know that on the other side of a trial that the Lord is bringing us through, will we not see the Lord's goodness and faithfulness more clearly? And this is what the Lord is telling Moses. On the other side of all of this, the Lord acknowledges Pharaoh is strong. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But on the other side, you will know, you will see with your eyes why I am Jehovah, why I am the Lord that keeps covenant and promise to generations, thousands of generations of them that love me. So that is a reassurance and a comfort. We have this, also we have this section chronicling all the names of the families. This is, again, a feature of the scripture, of the biblical history, that we will know that this is historical fact, that we are dealing with real people, with family, with generations, that we will know that these are all men and families and heads of families that are historical and true. And so we're treated to that as well. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's go again to the Lord together today. Our Father in heaven, we give thee thanks for thy word, for the way in which thou hast instructed us out of thy word, and thou hast shown us out of thy word glorious things whereby we may learn to trust thee, whereby we may learn to know thee, even as thou hast revealed thyself as Jehovah, thy name, Jehovah, the eternally existent one of all being, and the one that keeps covenant. And so, Lord, we cry unto thee. Would thou show us thy power? Would thou teach us and lead us to see thee and know thee as Jehovah, our God? And do it, Lord, by the advancing of thy church, the growing of thy kingdom. Do it, Lord, in the advancing of godliness in each of our lives, in our families, in our homes. And do it, Lord, by the conversion of sinners and the bringing in of the lost into the church. And do it, Lord, by the changing over of nations from ungodly rule and nations and ungodly systems and nations, changing over to ones that that acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of all. And let us see these things and be glorified in these things, O Lord. Every time we revert to trusting in ourselves, every time we fall back and shrink back, O Lord, thou hast no pleasure in it. So we pray that thou would strengthen us and give us faith and give us confidence that thou wilt do everything that thou hast said. And thou will bring it to pass. Lord, especially tarry with us as we praise thee and as we come nigh to the time of hearing thy word and having the preaching. O Lord, be with us. Illuminate to us these things from thy word, so we may be profited by them, and not be as the man that seeth his face in a mirror and walks away and forgets the look of his face. O Lord, let us be profited. And we know that, Lord, it will not happen apart from thy spirit. So we ask these things, we pray them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.